Hey everybody, welcome to It's Just a Lot with Hannah Crouch. I am your host, Hannah Crouch, and I am so excited you're here today. Before we get into it, I have an assignment for you. I want you to think of your best friend, okay? Your very favorite person in the world, your ride or die, the love of your life, whatever that looks like, and I want you to ask yourself, what are their love languages? Now, if you don't know how to answer that question, you're very confused, like you don't know that about your best friend, and you also like don't even really know what that means. You don't understand how to answer that. Hopefully you're gonna really enjoy today's episode and you'll learn something. Now, if when you heard that question, you were like, oh, I know, it's this and it's this, and they prefer to give this and receive this, and they like it in this way, then you're also hopefully gonna really enjoy today's episode because you are going to be really excited about what I'm talking about. Because I'm talking about love languages. I am a love language nerd. I want to know the love language of every single person that I've ever interacted with. I want to know how that manifests in their life. I want everybody to know my love languages and how that like comes out in my life. I'm a nerd. I love talking about it. I'm overall just like a personality test nerd. I want to know everybody's Enneagram type. I want to know your Myers-Briggs. I want to know your Hogwarts house. I want to know all of the things. And love languages to me can be like an extension to that. They just tell me like how to better interact with a person, how to better love and care for a person. I think they're really important to know about the people who are close to you. I think if you have close friends, have close family, it's really, really helpful to know because not only does it help you love them better, but it also helps you understand their needs a little bit better. It helps you understand why they might treat you the way that they do. And it can be really, really healthy. I think it makes everything healthier. It opens up the communication a little bit more. And I think that's a good thing. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to lay out the 5 different love languages, what those look like, and then we can talk about how to love people better depending on their love languages and how to ask for people to care for you depending on your love language. Let's get into it. Like I said, there are 5 love languages, and they are quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, and gift giving. So let me break that down. I know that felt like a lot. Acts of service is pretty much what it sounds like. It's doing things for people, finding ways to serve them. I think of like doing the dishes for somebody or offering to drive them somewhere, things like that. It's an act of service towards someone else. It's pretty self-explanatory. Physical touch, that's very self-explanatory. I do want to say, because one of my love languages is physical touch, which I'm going to talk a little more in depth about mine in a little bit, but because one of mine is physical touch, I get very defensive about it because I think when people hear physical touch, they just think in like a dating or like romantic relationship perspective where they're like, oh, like that just means that you want to like kiss and cuddle and whatever. That's not fully the case. For me, like, yes, me and my best friends cuddle. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Taryn, like, you know who you are. We love to cuddle. But, like, it just is a closeness. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a romantic context, but, like, I want to hug my friends. Like, I wanna hold hands with people. Like, I enjoy that closeness. And I think that is probably the same for other people that have that love language. Obviously, it's not everybody. Some people it is, particularly in a romantic context, but for me, your girl's never dated, so like I don't even know about none of that. But like I just enjoy platonic physical touch, and I think I just want to give a little shout out to physical touch in that way. But that one is pretty self-explanatory. Words of affirmation, words. If this is one of your love languages, you want to be told that you are loved. You want to hear it. You want to hear what you're doing well. You want to hear what people like about you. I think that's a really beautiful thing. Then there's gift giving. That's also pretty much what it sounds like. This, I also want to say, is not always just like, oh, I want to buy people things. I just want to get people stuff. A lot of the time this comes out because it's meaningful. So maybe you see something that you and your friend just had like an inside joke about, and so you get them that. Or it's seeing a pretty flower, and so you pick it and you give it to somebody. Or it's bringing them you know, a water bottle because you knew that they would get thirsty. Like, it's physical objects, but it's not necessarily like a shallow surface level reason. And then there's quality time. This is just the presence of someone. You don't necessarily need to do anything crazy or hear anything crazy or receive anything crazy. You just want to be with people and spend time with them. I think this one is also just like really sweet. Quality time is not one of my love languages. Okay, I guess I should talk about that. Just because something is not in your like main top two love languages, it does not mean that you don't appreciate it or that you don't feel loved when it happens. Pretty much everybody is gonna feel loved by all five of these things because those are the five main things that people do to express love for other people and feel love from other people. That's normal. So when I say that quality time is not one of my love languages, I love to spend time with people, okay? I am what I would say is an extroverted introvert, where I mainly recharge alone. There are a handful of people that I would say I recharge with, but for the most part, I love people. I enjoy being around people. I want to be with people a lot, but I do need that time alone to recharge. Quality time is a big deal to me. I want to be with my friends. I love to hang out with people. I want to be with people all the time. And if there is like multiple days in a row that I'm not going to see people, I struggle. Like, I want to be with people. So when I say that quality time isn't one of my love languages, I just mean that it's not in my top two, that there are two others that are bigger to me, that are more impactful, come more naturally. So I just feel like that's an important distinction. Like, if you're struggling because you're like, wait, I love all of those things, don't feel like you have to just pick two that you like and you can't enjoy the other three. That's not the case. But, okay, I feel like I should. So your top two love languages, in my opinion, should go both ways. That's kind of how I determined it to myself. So I used to say that my top two love languages were, I think I said physical touch, and no, I think I said words of affirmation and gift giving. I think if you listened to the podcast that I did with Taryn, A Conversation with My Best Friend, that one, I think I said even in that, that my two love languages were gift giving and words of affirmation. That is not what I would say anymore. Now I would say that my love languages are physical touch and words of affirmation, and here's why. I love to give gifts to people. Like, I really, really enjoy it. Receiving gifts is not necessarily like my favorite thing in the world. I do love it. Like, again, I like to be loved in all ways. Any five of these love languages are great. I want to spend time with you. I want you to do things for me. I want you to give me things. I want you to tell me you love me. Like, all of that. All of the things. Just love me. Like, it's not that hard. I will say that the best way to distinguish your top two is which two are a way that you give love and a way that you receive love. So the reason that I say that words of affirmation is my top love language is because it is very natural to me now to fully just like overload people with telling them all of the things that I think they're doing well and that I love about them. That's a natural thing for me. I try to give like verbal affirmation when people are doing things that are good, or that I like or whatever. If I love someone, like, I'm going to tell them. If you ask anybody who is around me, like, sometimes we will just be in a conversation and I'll be like, oh, I love you to someone out of nowhere. And it is also like a huge way that I receive love. When people tell me that I'm doing something well or that they like something about me or that they love me, like, I could sob every single time. I could cry. I think a lot of that probably comes from me being a writer. Like, your love languages are probably going to line up with other things about you. So me being someone who enjoys like to write and to read, and words and just like English and all of that is my thing. And so it makes sense that that would bleed over into my love languages. So I've pretty much always said that words of affirmation is one of my top ones. The thing with physical touch and the reason that that overtook gift giving is because I do love to give gifts. I don't mind receiving them, of course, but like, it's not my favorite thing in the world. Like, I do like to receive them, but the difference is that physical touch is my instinct. If I want to express love or give comfort to somebody, it's gonna be my instinct to like reach out and to touch them. And as I've gotten more comfortable with the people around me, I've gotten a lot more like I desire for people to be close to me. I used to have a kind of a thing with physical touch. Like, I didn't really want to be touched. And I've kind of gotten over that. Like, now I'm like, no, please hug me. Like, please sit very close. Like, we can cuddle, actually. That is kind of why it overtook gift giving, because I enjoy to give and to receive physical touch a lot more than I enjoy giving and receiving gifts. Gifts, I would say, are probably my third. I don't know. Like I said, I like to be loved in all ways, so I don't think I've ranked all five of them. I know that acts of service is not really my thing. I used to be really bad at giving acts of service. Like, I was honestly just kind of very, like, selfish with my time and my energy and didn't want to do things for people. Even when I loved them, I was like, I don't want to do that for you. I've gotten a lot better at that just because I think the Lord has changed my heart and made me realize that serving people is a privilege, and I've come to really enjoy it. But I still really, really, really struggle to be served by other people. If people want to, like I mentioned doing the dishes earlier, if somebody wants to wash my dishes for me or like help me move chairs, like at school, if we're like setting up a room or something, like I if I'm carrying something, like I want to carry it, I want to do the things, like I don't want anybody to be pulling more weight than me. And it's not because I want to be the best, I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm about to like therapy myself, like actively psychoanalyzing. I guess it comes from me not wanting to feel like a burden. Maybe not so much as a burden, but just I think when I enter a room, I feel like I need to be like the leader and I need to be on top of my game and like be the example for other people. My parents growing up always would tell me, like, before we would go anywhere, to be an asset and not a liability. And so I think I have kind of internalized that in a lot of ways that are really, really good. I'm grateful to have been raised in a way that's like focused on other people. But I think in some ways it has made me a little bit like unable to accept help at times, or to ever like ask for help or say that there's anything like lacking. Kind of just the feeling of needing to appear like I don't need anything from anyone. And so I think when it comes to acts of service, this got so deep. Like, I did not mean to just like be my own therapist for a second, but like when it comes to acts of service, I think sometimes I just feel like, no, like, it's my job to serve other people. It is not, I don't want anybody to feel like it's their job to take care of me, which is sometimes a good thing and sometimes less of a good thing. But I think that's really helpful to know about yourself, because when you're having these conversations with other people and building relationships, you're able to communicate what you need and what isn't helpful. Which brings me to another point, which is that simply asking what the love languages of your friends are opens you up for such a deeper relationship. I am so incredibly over small talk and like surface level shallow friendships. If I want to be friends with somebody, like, I want to know you. I want to know like the innermost depths of your brain and your heart and how you feel about things and what you think about things. And I don't have any interest in just like not really knowing my friends. When you ask for love languages and you set the expectation of, hey, we're going to be loving each other and we are in relationship, I think we have such like this idolization of romantic relationships and dating that we feel like that is the only relationship that requires any kind of emotional depth or commitment. But friendships are equally as important. Platonic love between people is so, so important. We were made to be in community with each other, and that does not exclusively mean romantic relationships. Your friends are so important, and knowing your friends, being intentional with your friends, being vulnerable with your friends, all of that is important. And I think love languages are a really like good place to start if you're not really sure how, because it allows you to know them better, it allows them to know you better, and it gives you kind of a foundation for how you're going to treat each other in the future and how you can communicate in the future. It makes a lot of sense. If my friends know that acts of service is hard for me to accept, then they know that if acts of service is really something that they would like to do or need to do, or if they see me in a place where I need to be served and need to be taken care of, they can know that they might have to push me a little bit harder, and that's okay, because that'll make me grow. With some friends, like physical touch, for example, if you know that a friend really is not into physical touch at all, like, that's helpful for me to then know that, like, hey, it's not, like, personal if they don't want me all up on them. That's just a them thing. And it just makes us able to be closer when we know these things about each other. When I learned that both of my parents have acts of service as one of their top love languages, my home life changed. And, like, I don't know if anybody else in my family noticed that, but I noticed it for me because, especially at the time, acts of service was something I really struggled with, both receiving it and giving it. And when I learned that about them, I was like, oh, this makes sense. Like, they don't want me to do these things because, like, they only love me based off how much, like, work I do for them. Because I think when I was, like, 12, that's kind of how it would feel sometimes, is like, okay, like, you're really enthusiastic when I do the dishes, but, like, if I don't, it's not as much. And so when I learned, like, oh, it's because they feel really loved from acts of service, it's not just, like, a parent thing, it's them specifically, I was able to serve them, and it made it about loving them and not, like, owing them something. Sometimes I think we can get frustrated in relationships, whether it's in family or friendship or dating, because we just feel like our needs aren't being met. We feel like they're not understanding us. We feel like they're frustrated at us for no reason, and we're always frustrated at them because they're not doing these things for us. A lot of the time, it's because you haven't communicated. Like, you just have to communicate. You have to talk to that person and ask, hey, like, do you know that I feel like, you know, you're never telling me that you love me? Like, for me, words of affirmation are a love language. So if I were ever, like, really close with somebody who that is not one of their love languages, it would be okay for me to be like, hey, every now and then, like, if I'm doing a good job, can you tell me? I think that that's really healthy. And it's okay to need to communicate that. There's no reason for us to be upset with people for not knowing things that we haven't communicated to them. People can't read your mind. They're not gonna do things that you want them to do unless you communicate that you want them to do them. I see this all the time with, like, boyfriends buying their girlfriends flowers. Like, sure, that can feel like a really, like, unspoken thing because it's a normal thing. But if you really, 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 really want flowers and your boyfriend doesn't get them for you, like, have you ever told him that you want them? Because he might need to hear that. Like, gift giving might just not be his love language, and he genuinely has never thought about it or didn't think that you would want that. You don't know what's going on inside of someone's head, and you don't know what they perceive. So I think it's better to be safe and just over communicate. Like, be an over communicator. Don't be scared that you're talking too much, or that, oh, like, what if they didn't want to know that? If they're in close relationship with you, like, they want to know about you. And if they don't want to know about you, then they have no business being in close relationship with you. Now I want to talk about each love language and, like, some ways that, like, generally those could manifest themselves in somebody. So if you are new to the whole love language thing and you're like, I don't really know, like, okay, like, my best friend said that her love language is quality time. I don't really know what that means. I'm going to give you some, like two or three for each one, just, like, general things that could be done to love somebody that has that love language. I feel like that would have been really helpful for me when I was figuring it out. Obviously, these are general. Know your people. Don't just take my advice without any context in your own life. I don't know you or your life. So these are just general for everybody. Physical touch. This one is actually low-key kind of hard because it really, really depends on the boundaries of the people around you and, like, what your specific relationship is like, because physical touch is such, like, a personal thing, just in the sense of you don't know what everybody's comfortable with, and for some people it could really, really, like, irk them, and so this one is hard. I would say, like, just start hugging people. Also, start to ask. That's a big thing. ask if it's okay to hug them. Ask if it's okay to try to hold their hand. Ask if it's okay to do whatever. Do not touch people if they don't want to be touched. I see this all the time where people just don't think it's that big of a deal if they're messing around with people or whatever, and someone's like, oh no, I don't really want to be touched. And that just gets disrespected all the time. If somebody sets a physical boundary like that, respect it. Like, if you care about them and you are at least a slightly decent friend, human, respect it. If somebody says they don't want to be touched, don't touch them, no matter how silly or small you think it might be. Don't do it. Something that my friends and I have started to implement are hand hugs, which is where you like hold your hand up to somebody and then you like put your thumbs around the other, put your thumb around the other person's hand. And it just takes the place of a hug, but it's a little bit more just like intentional and tender than a high five. Because I have friends that sometimes hugging is just not their thing. Hugging can get really hard for different reasons. Sometimes it's just like physically, like they aren't feeling it. Sometimes it's just, it can just be a lot for people. It's just a lot, if you will. I need like a little ba-dunch. But I don't think I'm funny enough for that, so. But hand hugs, back to hand hugs. That's what some of me and my friends have started doing. Most of me and my friends are huggers. Like, we hug a lot. But that, hand hugs are a healthy little, like, way to start that. I would just say know your people with physical touch. I'm kind of a theater kid, and so the crowds that I run in typically are really touchy. Theater kids are historically, if you will, very comfortable with each other, so we might be more touchy than most. But I would say with physical touch specifically, that is a hard one to just give like a general, oh, like, just go hug everyone from behind. You should for sure do that. No, please don't do that. Please don't tell them I told you to do that. So yeah, that physical touch is a little bit trickier. But the other ones, like gift giving, bro, like just get them their favorite drink, okay? If it's Dr. Pepper, get them Dr. Pepper. If it's a specific kind of coffee, bring them coffee. If you know that they like, I don't know, one of my friends loves Monsters, just start with something like that. I think a beverage, a little bevy is a great way to like kind of start to give gifts. Make them things, bro. If you are one of the amazing people in this world who is like textile-y artistic, is textile-y a word? But like artistic in the sense of like physical things. Like I'm artistic in like a writing kind of way. Like I do theater, I do that. But like when it comes to like painting, drawing, arts and crafts, not my thing. I cannot do it. If you can do it, like my friend Emma crocheted me a pillow that looked like the Taylor Swift Folklore cardigan for my birthday. I cried. I shed tears. Like, it was so thoughtful because Folklore is my favorite Taylor Swift album, because that's the correct answer. And so she crocheted me a blanket. I've had friends that have just like made me little bracelets, like just like string bracelets with my favorite colors. If you're one of the people that can do that, do that. I really like to make bead bracelets for people, because that doesn't take any artistic skill, and it's fun and it gives me something to do with my hands. And so for one of my friend's birthdays, I just like made her a little bracelet that said birthday girl, because we were going to be together all day. And I was like, you have to wear this. So little things like that, things that you can make. Obviously, a crocheted pillow is not a little thing. That took a lot of work. But get them a drink, like get them a little, make them a little bracelet, and then you can kind of start to do more. It might already be out when you guys are hearing this, but I'm doing an episode about gift giving and like gift guides for different kinds of like people, different friends in your life, like different kinds of relationships. So I'm gonna do like a little gift giving podcast, but that might already be out. I don't know when this one's gonna be out, so go look and see if that one's out. If it's not, it should be out shortly. But yeah, that one, like, just ask questions, get to know the people around you. Quality time. This one can be kind of hard because you're like, okay, like, do you just want me to come sit in your room? So sometimes yes. Sometimes it is as easy as just like, hey, like, can we come chill in your room and like put a movie on or scroll on our phones separately, or just like ask like talk. Like, have you ever just had a conversation with somebody? That's really fun. Again, I'm going to bring up my friend Taryn because she's one of my favorite people. She is in college now, and so we have to be really intentional with, like, the time that we spend together, and our quality time has gotten so good. Just the other day, we went to go see the Christmas lights. There's, like, a dancing lights of Christmas situation close to us where you, like, drive through and it syncs to music, and it's, like, a whole thing. It's really, really cool. We went and did that, and that was so fun, and that was just, like, time in the car. Like, we go out to eat a lot. We just, like, go on walks or go to the mall, and, like, I would say it just do things. It doesn't have to be this, like, big extravagant thing. Just spend time together. And if that is going to sit in the public's parking lot for an hour while you talk and, like, listen to music and then turn the music down to resume your conversation and then, like, turn it back up because you really like that song, like, just spend time with them. Be intentional. Don't be scared to ask people to hang out. I know that can feel really scary. Like, it's scary for me, especially if it's someone that I haven't hung out with a ton before. Like, it's low-key terrifying, but it's so worth it because half the time, like, sorry, more than half the time, they want to hang out with you. Like, when people ask me if I want to hang out, like, it's pretty much always a yes. Like, if I can. Like, I always want to hang out. And quality time isn't even in my top two love languages. So, like, you're set, y'all, okay? Acts of service. This one is so situational. It's almost like a muscle, at least for me, maybe because it doesn't come naturally. But you just have to start looking for the situations where things can be done for others. I think the easiest place to, like, start practicing this is at home. So, like, for me, it really became a practice of, like, okay, I'm going to empty the dishwasher and I'm going to do it without being asked. I'm not going to say anything about it. Like, it started to work that muscle of, like, I'm going to look for things to be done. I'm going to go put these clothes away. I'm going to go sweep. I'm going to go take the dog for a walk. And I'm not going to say anything about it because it's making me learn how to do things for others and, like, as a way to love them and not as a way to make myself look good. And when I started to do that with my behavior, like, it really started to, like, shift my heart posture about it, too. It made me start enjoying it, really. And, yeah, I would just say look for the opportunities. Practice at home because I promise you, there are always things to be done at home. Your parents will thank me. Go do some chores without being asked to do them, and don't say anything about it. Do it out of love for the people around you, and that will bleed over into your friends and other relationships. Like, you'll just start to find ways to serve the people around you. That's a hard thing to just be like, oh, well, like, go clean their room. Like, that's a hard thing to just kind of give as a general thing, but start to look, start to do things where you can. Bro, words of affirmation, practice. I had to practice, and words of affirmation is my top love language. Tell people when they're doing a good job. Take the time to, like, hey, I really like this thing about you, and I just need you to know that. People melt, bro. When you tell people something you like about them, they melt. They don't know what to do with that. And it's so sweet. It makes you understand the power of your words, I think, even more. Understanding that you have an ability to, like, lift people up and to make them feel so amazing about themselves. It's such a good feeling. Like, you can probably tell the words of affirmation is my love language. Like, I just want people to know how much I love them all the time. And, like, I kind of have to rein it in a little bit because I will literally tell everyone and their mother that I love them. And listen, love is a big word. But, like, you have to, like, bro, like, just practice. I mean, you have to practice all of these love languages. You have to practice being a good friend and being, like, a good... You have to practice being good at loving people. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say. But, like, words of affirmation is one where, like, you can just start to do it. Like, just start to compliment strangers. Start to tell your friends that they look really cute that day. Like, and it brings so much joy. It is such a joyous thing. Yeah. I think that was all five of them. Physical touch, quality time, acts of service, gift giving, words of affirmation. Okay, yes, I did it. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Y'all, was that a good episode or was it kind of all over the place? Please tell me if this goes for everybody, whether I know you in person or not, if an episode is all over the place, like, tell me. Either shoot me a text, DM me on Instagram, leave a comment on Spotify if you're listening on Spotify. I think you can also do it on Apple Music and Google Podcasts. I don't know for sure, actually, but I think you can. Yeah, get in touch with me. Let me know if you think an episode's bad, like, please, because I'll fix it. I'll fix it, I promise. I love love languages. I love love. I love talking about being friends with people and how to be better at it and all of that good stuff. If that was all over the place and kind of redundant, like, I'm sorry. I had fun. I had a really good time just, like, chatting with you guys. Please come back for the next one. I'm currently working on getting on a schedule. I don't know when you guys are listening to this, but I don't know when the next one will be out because I don't know when this one is out. But follow me on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Whatever that looks like for you, follow me on that. Follow me on Instagram at It's Just A Lot Pod. Yeah, I'm Hannah, if you don't know me. I guess that's all I have to say. I hope you guys are having a beautiful morning, day, night, evening, weekend, week, literally whatever you're doing. Like, I hope it's so good. And I hope that you feel loved. I hope that you feel more equipped to love the people around you, whether that is through physical touch or words of affirmation or acts of service or gift giving or quality time. That's the other one. But yeah, I'm really glad that you joined me today. So I'm not just like talking to myself in my room like a crazy person. Anyways, yeah. Thank you so much for joining in. Thanks for tuning in. It's just a lot. I'll see you next time.